This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
I got my head out the sunroof. I'm blasting my favorite tunes.
Greg, no Curtis, Ken Laird in with Wiggy and Courtney and the preferred basketball insider of the Greg Hill Morning Show, Jeff Goodman, joining us from Stadium Sports on the Harbor One hotline right now. KD talk will not go away, Jeff. You helped fan those flames over the weekend on your Twitter account, I saw. What do you think? Are there chances he comes to Boston?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so. And I'm torn whether, again, you give up, obviously you're going to have to give up Jaylen Brown in a deal to get KD, and more than that, I'm even torn. And you guys know I'm not like the biggest Jaylen Brown guy in the world, but, you know, KD at 34 and his injury history, and certainly, yes, you do have a good young core here that played well together last year, you know. Again, like, I don't think it's fair to judge KD on last season because he had to play with Kyrie and he was the one who chose that. I get it. But anybody who has to play with Kyrie, it's certainly draining mentally as much as anything else. So I don't know. I don't know whether I do it or not. It probably depends on, again, exactly what you'd have to give up. But I would assume it would be Jaylen Brown and another player and at least one first. And I don't even care. The first round picks, that doesn't really bother me, because if you're set up to win, you're talking for the most part that you're projecting these to be late first rounders. No big deal. It's really, again, you know, do you have faith that Malcolm Brogdon, if you're going to trade like Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, that Malcolm Brogdon can stay healthy?
Jeff, when you look at this, for me, I would rather keep Jaylen, run it back, than try to bring KD in and blow up the whole thing to try to risk that Jason Tatum and KD can play off each other well. Something that we keep talking about is that Jaylen and Jason can't figure it out. You are more in the know than any of us. So when you look at Jason and Jaylen, is there an underlying issue that you don't think that they can play through? Or do you think that you're going to take them at their word that they want to prove everybody wrong and that they want to win a championship and they want to do it together in Boston?
No, they were so much better the last 4 months. I mean, I wish there was some stat that they could track over like the last year. I'm sure somebody has it. You know, the year prior, how many times they passed the ball to one another. I guarantee it was like tripled over the last 4 months of the season. So I think they did prove they can play well together. And I think they answered some of the naysayers, myself included, you know, saying they look like they had never played basketball together at times. So I don't think that's the problem. I think, again, to me, it's what do you think Jaylen is? Right, he's gotten a lot better in terms of his perimeter shooting. What he hasn't gotten better at was his dribbling, you know, and maybe it'll be a big difference with adding Malcolm Brogdon and Gallo, two guys who can shoot the ball. I know Brogdon's percentage wasn't good last year, but traditionally he's been a good three-point shooter over the course of his career and even in college. So those two guys will help open up the court and the spacing. So on one hand, I'd love to see what this team looks like next year with more depth than they've ever had and more shooting. And now Jaylen and Jason have shown that they can play well together.
Jeff, if you're saying you, with the addition of those two guys, that you want to see what this team looks like, my belief is that you added those two guys But if you replace Kevin Durant with Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, because I think if you do replace, move on for Marcus Smart, you still got Derek White, who's kind of like your low budget defending version of Marcus Smart, who can give Brogdon a break when he needs it. But you have a much greater upside with Tatum and Durant than you would Tatum and Brown. And that's why I think it's about winning a championship. Those two guys will. I don't think you're winning a championship with Tatum and Brown and whoever's around them.
Listen, I totally get it. And again, there's a reason Kevin Durant's going to be a top 10-ish player of all time, right? If you're saying to me, hey, Tatum and KD together with Brogdon, with Derek White, with Robert Williams, with Horford, do they have a chance? Are they the favorites? Absolutely, if Kevin Durant stays healthy. No doubt about it. But you're mortgaging a little bit of depth there. You're mortgaging a little bit of your future because you're only getting a window of a couple of years probably with Kevin Durant. If that, again, the guy's been hurt over the course of his career quite a bit. So, again, I don't think it's an easy decision. I really don't, and I don't even know if it's going to be on the table for Brad Stevens, but – man, I'd hate to be him making that move because that's a major roll of the dice either way. Because like you said, you're the favorite. You got a 2-year window where you're thinking if everybody's healthy, you got a better chance than anybody to win a title. Or, you know, you run it back, you add these pieces, and you still have a chance the next couple of years. Maybe not you're not the favorites, but you're in the hunt and the window doesn't close or close shut somewhat after a couple of years when KD gets older or leaves.
And see, that's where I think you and I disagree, because I think you still only have a 2-year window with Jaylen Brown, who is going to be a free agent in 2 years. And I think it's more about him wanting to be the guy on his own team rather than living in the shadow of Jason Tatum. So I think he's gone anyways in 2 years, and I'd rather have KD with potentially 4 years, 2 more years after that, because he feels like, you know what, we are a good basketball team.
You know, if you had told me that it would be the KD of Golden State or even Oklahoma City, I would have been like 100%. I'm in. And I've known Kevin forever. I just think he's changed. And obviously on the court, he's arguably the best player in the world still. I mean, you could see Giannis and Jokic, those guys have won MVPs, whatever. But still, when it comes down to it, those guys don't do everything that Kevin Durant does on the court. I just, again, I question his decision-making now off the court. I question what he's become off the court more than on the court, because the knucklehead chose Kyrie over Steph Curry.
Jaylen, to me, isn't an egotistical guy, but you look at him liking that tweet, and it's so silly for us to even be talking about it, but he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew when he liked that tweet, it was going to be the headline of every newspaper, every radio show was going to be talking about it. Does it worry you that, and whether it's him signing with Donda and Kanye's in his ear, that Jaylen doesn't like to be in the shadows here, that he does feel disrespected, and do you think that he's disrespected in Boston?
I think he's just different. You know, he's unique, and he's kind of always kind of been a little bit different. And yeah, I think he probably feels disrespected. I think he probably feels like he's at the same level of Jason Tatum. And why does, you know, Tatum get all this attention? Well, he's not. I know he played better than him in the finals. I get that. But overall, he's not as good a player as Jason Tatum. And the other thing is, guys, let's face it, Jason Tatum's, you know, he's facing double teams every time. Jaylen Brown is not, because of Jason Tatum. So they're different in how they're defended, how they're scouted, how they're played as well. Yeah, I mean, I wonder whether he'll stay here once his contract's up. But, Wiggy, the one thing you can do is, if you get a feel that he's leaving at that point, you could still, on his contract right now, you can move him in a heartbeat for any proven star and put him in a package. The question is, do the Nets feel and Sean Marks feel like Jaylen Brown can be a number one guy, right? That's kind of the bigger thing, is what are the Nets looking for here and what are they going to get? My guess is they want a good young player and picks. And the Celtics have that. Whether they're willing to part with it is a different question. But to me, how many teams have that? You know, Danny Ainge has it. maybe like Donovan Mitchell. You know, some other guys have it, but the Celtics certainly have it here. Their picks aren't probably quite as valuable because they're late first rounders.
Jeff Gubner from Stadium, our guest on the Harbor One Hotline. How about Brogdon? Let's say they run it back. No KD. This is their team. What kind of a difference does he make? And do you see any drama, Jeff, with he and Smart as to who's the point guard, who's coming off the bench, who's in the game late in the last 5 minutes, that sort of thing?
I love Brogdon if he's healthy. I love him because he's everything that Marcus Smart isn't. Right now, they're both really good defenders, but they do it differently. Right with Brogdon, it's more of positioning, using his IQ. He's such a smart, fundamentally sound basketball player. Now, the big question, obviously, everybody's asking is, like, can he hold up? You know, he's had a myriad of injuries here over the last couple of years, but he can shoot it. He makes the right play 9.5 out of 10 times, which is something every Celtics fan wants, because what is that going to do? That hopefully is going to get Tatum and Jaylen Brown to be more efficient, right? Something they really haven't had. You can say what you want out of Marcus Smart. He's not a point guard who makes things easier for everybody else. Brogdon can do that. And again, very good defensively, can make shots from three, knows how to share the ball, and I think he's a team guy. From everything I've been told and everything I've been around Malcolm Brogdon over the years, he is a team guy. So I think that addition was great, and I think Gallo helps him too. Just because, again, he's big, he can stand out there, and he's done it for so long that you've got to go out and respect him, which, again, in turn means that Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, and everybody else are going to have more space to work with.
Now, Jeff, it seems like Woj had said that the Nets wanted an all-star player back in return, a young all-star player, and, you know, potentially draft picks. But I agree with you. I think draft picks are irrelevant unless you're in the lottery. But you have, if you're the Celtics, I feel like you have the best package because you have a young all-star in Jaylen Brown who's 25 years old. You can package that up with a Marcus Smart player who, you know, is a defensive player of the year. He's only, what, 28 years old? So if you're Brooklyn, doesn't it look like the Celtics potentially could have the best offer out there unless, you know, something, you know, miraculous happens and there's some team that comes out of nowhere with, you know, the Donovan Mitchell type of caliber player?
Well, and that's the key, right? Do you think Jaylen Brown, if you're Brooklyn, do you think he's a number one guy or not? If you don't, I mean, that's what you want here. You want a young guy that you think has a chance to be a number one, a star. You know, obviously, like, Detroit's not going to get rid of Cade Cunningham yet. Mm-hmm. But somebody like that that you think is going to be a star in 3 years, and somebody that will fit with Ben Simmons if that's, you know, if you think he's going to be there long term.
Does the league think that,
you know,
though?
Yes.
You've been around the league. Do people in the league think Jaylen Brown is that player?
No, I think most people feel like he's a really good number two guy.
Okay.
So that's that. But again, it just depends. It depends on you know, what you think. But to me, if you're watching him last year in the postseason, you're saying, all right, I love the fact that he's not afraid of the moment. He's fearless. He wants the ball in his hands. He's gotten so much better shooting the basketball, it's not even funny. But the worry is, well, like, again, he dribbles into traffic. His decision-making is questionable. Are those things that are really going to improve if they haven't improved by now? So I think he's more of a two. I think most people in the league feel like he's more of a Robin rather than a Batman. But it just depends, again, on what the Nets want here, on what they want. I just don't see them just settling for a bunch of draft picks without a proven young all-star caliber player. And how many of those guys are on the table? Not many.
So, Jeff, if the Celtics don't go for Kevin Durant here, is there another guy they might be willing to, or be interested in targeting for a trade here in the offseason? You still have the TPE to use if you want. You have a plethora of point guards now on your roster. Is there a guy out there that they would want to target to add depth to a different spot on this roster?
I think it would just be a big, you know, a serviceable veteran big, you know, like a Taj Gibson, a Gorgui Dieng. Somebody like that, you're going to need that because, frankly, you know, Robert Williams is not the most reliable player in the world in terms of injuries and everything else. And Al Horford's getting older. So, you know, with trading Tice, you better bring in somebody that's not just, you know, I know everybody loves like Sam Hauser right now. And I like Sam Hauser a lot, but you're not expecting Sam Hauser to go out there and do a whole heck of a lot. And he's not a big, he's a skilled four man who's going to step out and make threes if he's got to go on the court. What you need is a veteran in there who's going to be a presence, who if one of those guys gets hurt, especially in the postseason, you can plug them in and they can play 12 or 15 minutes.
Jeff, always a pleasure. Thanks yet again for another fantastic visit.
You got it, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Jeff Goodman from Stadium. Always good stuff.